an old man cursing a fox. I can't tell you how vivid the sorrow of a whole life seems moments after seeing a fox gnaw a young groundhog's stomach full of sour cherries. Better if the bobwhites do not call faintly to each other in the underbrush. Be wary of the trotting fox who guidebooks say will never relax. Today, you see him dragging a pair of antlers over your far meadow. In the sun, one antler is glistening with sap. You hold at the tree line, watch this illicit fox task unfold. You try shouting at him to stop. You whip your wet scarf against an oak, and still the fox does not look up. You shout at him with all you've got, your terrible dream from last night about what this world cannot afford.